Continuing now with our look at the state of the economy, with me for some insight into the Federal Reserve's two-day meeting that just wrapped up today, I'm joined by Greg McBride, Bankrate's chief economic analyst. Greg, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to come on the show. So where exactly does the Fed stand right now on the issue of inflation and the potential impact of this new COVID variant?
The Fed's tone on inflation has changed dramatically just really in the last several weeks. While they stuck to that script of inflation is transitory way too long, they do seem to have gotten the new memo about inflation being an issue. Consumer confidence is near the lowest level in 10 years. Three in four consumers point to inflation as the number one reason they lack confidence in the economy. And so we've seen the Fed's tone change. They are now in a position where they've doubled the pace at which they're dialing back their stimulus. And in terms of raising interest rates, that timetable has moved up by about 18 months just in the last 4 to 6 months because of the rising inflation. So the likelihood is, I think the writing's on the wall, interest rates are going to go up in 2022. Fed will be potentially in a position where they could start raising rates as soon as the spring of next year.
What do you think went into that miscalculation on inflation, both the extent of it in terms of how high it would soar and also how long it would stick around for?
Some of this traces back a number of years. For the decade that preceded the pandemic, inflation was running below 2%. And all the while, the Fed had a target of 2%. They were trying to get inflation to 2%, and they just couldn't. And so as the economy first started to recover from the pandemic, I think there was a tendency to almost be dismissive of the risk of inflation flaring up, simply because they thought, well, for 10 years, we've been trying to move this up to 2%. We haven't had any success. We don't have to worry about inflation.
Right.
And so last summer, they actually changed their framework to say, we're going to focus on the labor market, and we'll worry about inflation at a later date if it becomes a problem. Well, a little more than a year later, it's a problem. And so they've had to reverse course on that. So definitely have some egg on their face, I think, because of the fact that inflation has come roaring back. And admittedly, it's come back much faster than they've expected. More broadly, it's been more sustained. And even Fed Chair Jerome Powell has said, this is not the inflation we envisioned when we were trying to get inflation to move up in the first place.
So what does the Federal Reserve attribute this rise in inflation to? Any one thing in particular or a number of different things?
A couple of different things that they're pointing to. The supply chain and those constraints, that's a big contributor. And frankly, the Fed can't do much about that.
Yeah.
The demand side of the equation is another aspect of this, the heightened level of demand. And that's where the Fed does come in. But they've got a tightrope to walk here because they can't quell demand so much that it slows the economy. But at the same token, they can't continue to sit on their hands because of the risk of asset bubbles, inflation continuing to rise, creating a wage price spiral, and the type of inflation that was so prevalent in the 70s and early 80s. So definite tightrope walk. The only side of this they can really address is the demand side. They can't do much about the supply chain. And until we see material improvement in the supply chain, these inflation issues are going to be around for a while.
I'm joined by Chief Financial Analyst for Bankrate, Greg McBride. How much does the virus and the pandemic and where that heads from here play into potential easing of inflation or inflation sticking around even longer than many think it might at this moment?
The virus, particularly the new Omicron variant, is a definite wild card. I've seen the Fed leave themselves a little bit of an escape hatch that they could change course if need be. At this point, early indications seem pretty positive in the sense that it's not something that is going to dent the economic recovery in the way that maybe the Delta variant did, but it's early days and that outlook could change. And if so, the Fed has their escape hatch where they can change policy to accommodate that. But at this point, that doesn't appear to be their most likely scenario.
Now, you were mentioning the miscalculation on the extent of inflation that we'd see during this economic recovery. Are there still tools in the toolbox for the Federal Reserve to use? Is there still room to maneuver, or do you think they waited too long to take action on inflation?
They are a little bit behind the curve, but their more hawkish tilt of late is certainly in the process of getting them caught up to where they should be. The main tool for this, and again, this only addresses really the demand side of the equation, not the supply chain aspect, but their main tool is to raise interest rates. And that timetable for when they're going to start has moved up by about a year and a half just in the last several months. So that tool is one that they can certainly employ, and the signals that they've been sending have been pretty clear that that's more at hand in the near term than had been expected just a few months ago.
I'm joined right now by the chief economic analyst for Bankrate, Greg McBride. Has the Fed focused at all or commented at all on this massive disruption that we're seeing in the workforce, what some people are labeling as the Great Resignation?
They have, and at length. This has really been a big thing for the longest time. They kept feeling that we were a long way from full employment, from really the labor market fully recovering from the pandemic, because the what's known as the labor force participation rate, basically the number of people that are either working or looking for work, it wasn't coming back up. It wasn't rebounding. The expectation was that it was going to rebound more sharply, particularly this September when schools reopened and some of the stimulus payments started to wear off. It didn't happen. Some of the other indicators, there's been some contradiction in some of the numbers. The payrolls growth has been good, but not as great as one would hope, given the number of open jobs. But when you look at the household survey, that's indicative. There are signs there that there's a lot of people that are forming their own businesses. There's a lot of business formation taking place that's not being picked up in the payroll survey. Half of Americans work for small businesses. So that's really where the growth is. One survey doesn't do a good job of picking that one up. The other one does. And the one that does is showing that that is really growing. So I think you're hearing a change of tune from the Fed in that they're this realization they're having that maybe we're closer to full employment than we thought we were.
Greg McBride, chief financial analyst for Bankrate, with an update on the Federal Reserve and the state of the economy right now. Greg, really appreciate the time and insight. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much, Ryan. Appreciate it.